What about the wider Zionist lobby in Britain? What do you know about that?
I know a great deal about that. I've written a book on it, which hasn't been published yet, on the Israel lobby in the UK. I've experienced their game plan, their strategy, as people like Gilad and others have. There is a Hasbara manual that tells Zionists how to defend Israel. In my experience, it follows four levels or four strategies. The first is to ingratiate themselves, try and get you to join them in their Zionist views. If that doesn't work, they will try and intimidate you, bombard you with letters, emails. I was attacked anonymously for years. They're trying to intimidate you, to silence you. If that doesn't work, they move on to intimidate others, to try and isolate you, and they will intimidate others so that you have events cancelled, speaking engagements turned down, and they target your friends, target your colleagues, to try and isolate you. If that doesn't work, then they will try and incriminate you with Holocaust denial, with anti-Semitism, with racism, whatever. I've had the police turn up several times as a result of complaints. I've dealt with them appropriately, and there's allegations have never been justified.
What sort of allegations have been made against you?
It has to do with something we spoke about earlier, which was the broadening of the definition of anti-Semitism. Attempts have been made in Parliament and in universities and in law to redefine anti-Semitism from the legitimate historic definition, which is hatred of Jews or prejudice toward Jewish people, which I would repudiate and abhor, to include criticism of Israel, since Israel is a Jewish state. If you criticize Israel, you're criticizing Jewish people, therefore it's anti-Semitism. And I, like many, reject that revision of the definition. And I think it's important that we are able to express our views on human rights issues, irrespective of the race or religion of the perpetrators.
Can you just remind us of the books you have written, and maybe when you're going to get this next book published, Stephen?
Well, I had two books published, Christian Zionism, Roadmap to Armageddon, which was my PhD thesis, looking at the historical roots, theological basis and political consequences of Christian Zionism. And then the second book was a lighter, more popular book called Zion's Christian Soldiers, The Bible, Israel and the Church. And it's a look at how the Bible's been misquoted, misused to defend a Zionist agenda. And I deconstruct that and show how to read the Bible in a way that shows that God's intention has always been that the land should be shared and that Jerusalem should be an inclusive city and his holy places are there for all nations. Whether my book on the Israel lobby gets published is another matter. We'll see.
Well, I hope you do. I hope it does. Anyway, thanks ever so much for joining us, Stephen.
Pleasure.
Again.
Thank you.